Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, we had a little accident with last week's video or this week's video file for episode 11. So what we're going to do is put an older video in the background, blur it a bit so there's some visuals for you to look at. If you're watching on YouTube, you can just turn on closed captions and at least there's some text for you to read and look at. And here we go. Support for this episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Manscaped is the best in below-the-belt grooming that a man can get. Fellas, you need to tidy up down there, and this is the shit that's going to get it done for you, okay? This is a nice-looking shaver, comes with a nice pouch, wireless charging. Handle your business so you can get down to business, okay? That's what we're going to do. Yo, give them the code, Carmen. Let's go.
Right now, all our listeners can get 20% off with our code back to square one. That's back to square one, SQ1, for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com.
Let's roll the episode. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is... Are we saying it?
No, we're not.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to another episode.
I kind of want to say it, but it's okay.
I know, because then we can keep track.
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay, but then edit it out if we should if do two intros.
Welcome back to episode 11, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, episode 11.
I know, this is 11 one-hour conversations.
That's crazy.
The most we've ever spoken to each other in our lifetimes added up. We are your lovely hosts, Derek and Carmen.
Welcome back.
This episode is sponsored by Schedule 35. If you're into microdosing or psilocybin products, check them out. I actually created a code for us, back to SQ1, to get 15% off. Check it out.
Back to like the number two or TO?
Back TO SQ number one. Back to square one for 15% off at schedule35.co.
Nice.
How's everything going, Carmen? It's been a while.
Oh, man. Should we let the audience know how, like, the format of how we record our episodes?
I think we mentioned it in the...
So they know why it's, like, so delayed?
Yeah, I think we mentioned it in...
Did we?
9 or 10. I vaguely remember. But we can... You can refresh them on...
Yeah, I mean, as we're recording this, I think yesterday we just released episode...
Five.
So that's crazy because we're on episode 11 right now.
Yeah, so we're 6 weeks ahead of schedule.
Yeah. So like, for example, we just released episode 5 and in that episode we say happy holidays or something.
Yeah, we're talking about New Year's.
We're talking about New Year's and it's like, yeah, so we're, yeah, we're gonna, that's why we're not saying the episode numbers because we might switch some orders around. But anyways.
But no, I think it's good to keep track. I'm always a fan of when the host says the episode number, just because it feels like a monumental event, you know?
That's true.
346,
yeah, you know,
whatever it is.
That's true.
So we are on episode 11. We've covered a lot of things.
Yeah, but I think the ongoing theme to a lot of our episodes, at least from the comments on TikTok, is people think that our content is very, very depressing. Especially with the added music.
I think the last couple of weeks have been really heavy, right?
Yeah.
Because the crazy thing is episode 3 and episode 4. Episode 3, we talk about, you know, the pandemic, what you felt during your relationship and your marriage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then followed up with episode 4, which was my kind of upbringing and all the crazy, deep, dark stuff in that world. And we recorded those episodes back to back on the same night.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, I get it from an audience perspective. Like, oh, these guys are just dark
every
and gloomy.
Every week they get together and they just talk about depressing shit.
It's just
shit.
A dark cloud always above them, even though it's sunny in Toronto.
Yeah, but a lot of our conversation is not depressing. I would say, like, yeah, like, you know, most of the time it's actually a lot of jokes.
I think we also have, like, a positive outlook on depressing things, which is why we're not afraid to, which is why, like, when we talk about it, I almost feel energized.
Yeah, you don't feel heavy afterwards.
Yeah, I don't feel drained.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Right?
Sure.
It feels like we made some sense of things and we've got new insight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
for right?
Sure.
And it's just like, you know, good vibes almost.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are we we going to talk about today?
So what we have on the topic list is what we find attractive from the opposite sex. And also, I guess certain things we should have or we wish we would have known when we were younger in terms of attracting the opposite sex.
Yep, and dating and just like first impressions, things like that. Because I think that guys and girls sometimes maybe find different things important. Do not use this in a TikTok clip because people are gonna fucking troll me again.
Yeah, as soon as you said that, I was like, here's the TikTok clip. Fuck. I think guys and girls. Okay, tell us what you think, Carmen.
But no, like for example, I mean, a good example would be, let's say, like, let's just talk about physical stuff.
Okay.
Like, I know girls, they spend a lot of money on, like, well, some girls. I'm not generalizing all girls.
You're just watching every word you say
now. I'm so scared now.
It's okay.
So, some girls may, spend a lot of money on nails. Like, okay. Nails are expensive.
How much for?
Like, a good mani and pedi. Honestly,
like $100.
It's like at least 100.
Okay, with tip.
Yeah, like in a nice place, you're looking at like probably $150 to $200, and especially if you're doing like gel, like if you're just doing like normal nail polish, like stuff you can buy at Shoppers Drug Mart, that's like $40 just for nails.
And is this once a month? Is this once a week?
For me, usually it's like once a month. It like grows out and it looks ugly and you don't really have the stuff to remove it at home. So then you have to go. But anyways, so you spend so much money on these things, you know, nails, eyelash extensions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering, do guys even notice these things or, you know, like how important, like what are you guys looking at? Let's talk about physical first. Okay. Let's not be wholesome and talk about personality. Let's talk about physical. Like, what do you see in a girl? What makes them attractive to you?
I think in a lot of situations, guys might not notice what you did do, but we might notice some things that you don't do.
Okay.
So for what I mean is like, I might not notice like your eyebrows are different, but I'll notice, hey, your makeup doesn't look good.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying? We see the negative versus seeing the positive. It's almost like, oh yeah, you guys all have long eyelashes and nice nails, and right, we just think that this is the baseline because all girls kind of keep up with this,
right?
Versus when a girl comes out and she's like fresh faced and she might have makeup and you're like, oh, what's going on? Right, you know what I mean? It's I feel like it's almost like that sometimes.
It's true. Or it's almost like, exactly, if they always have their eyebrows done, they always have like a natural makeup, but then the one day they don't wear makeup, you're like, are you sick?
Yeah, exactly. We're like, whoa.
Are you tired?
What's going on?
Yeah, that's true. Or like, okay.
But I would say when, for me personally, one of the first things I notice about a girl is definitely hair,
mm-hmm.
skin, and then nails.
Nails.
Yeah, like it's really nice to have like matching color nails, with, right?
Like
you, toes and hands.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's really nice, hot. You know what I mean? Like when a girl's on a date,
you heard
like,
it here first.
When a girl's on a date like that, you're like, okay, this girl's, you know,
she's okay. So nails, hair, like what kind of hair? Do they have to like have curled it?
No, just nice hair.
Okay.
Just nice.
Okay.
You know.
Have you seen a girl with not nice hair?
Yeah, sometimes it just looks like all over the place.
Like they have to like combed it at least.
Yeah, sometimes it just looks like you literally ran out of the house and it looks like
okay,
you know.
What
about you? What are some of the things that girls see first in guys?
Okay, so I think definitely hair is a big thing, and I think even guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
For guys, it's like, I mean, I've been told that it's like a sense of confidence too. It gives them like confidence.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know balding is, like, a serious issue. Or receding hairlines are a serious issue in the male world. And so hair is a big thing. But apart from just nice hair, I think it's... So my husband, Eden, he used to like never gel his hair. Like, you
I
know,
you gotta
Eden.
Go closer to his mic. No, I think you do.
Speak for yourself.
I think you do. It sounded very like
far away.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, let me go. Sorry, guys, because I always listen to episodes and I feel like I'm always.
Yeah, this sounds way better, doesn't it?
Yeah. I always feel like I'm yelling into the mic. No. So, okay. Anyways, so Eden, he never gelled his hair.
Okay.
Right? But, like, I think when you put the effort into gelling your hair, it's almost like a sense of, or like a sign of, like, I'm putting this effort to look good. So
you mean for the other person to see?
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be for a girl, right? Like, I feel like, don't you feel more confident, or you feel more just ready for the day when you do your hair instead of just putting on a hat and running out the door?
There is a lot to the saying, look good, feel good.
Yes.
You know, and I think there, whether it's like a psychological thing, I don't know what it is, but obviously, like, for sure, when you look good, you feel more confident, you're way more assertive, you want to, you know, talk more, you want to, whatever it is, you know, you're more likely to help a stranger on the street, right? Someone asks you directions, let me walk you around the block. I look good today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I also want to say it's also one of the, so I work from home a lot because I work for myself. Mm. It's one of the tricks they tell you to have a productive day when you're always at home. Mm. Is actually just fucking get dressed. Mm. Like, stop being in your sweats. Change out of your sweats. Put on some, like, decent clothes. You don't have to, like, look like you're going out because you're still just at home. Mm-hmm. But at least change and, you know, look more presentable. And this way you're, like, it's almost like I'm telling myself, okay, I'm getting ready for work now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's definitely been hard because of the pandemic. Like, I feel like I find myself getting really excited when there's an opportunity to even get ready. Or, like, buy a new outfit, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or put on makeup, because it's just something that like what's the point when we're all at home anyways, right? But on the days that I do, I'm like, yo, I want to film a TikTok, like, I'm feeling myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you still want it to go to waste.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think it's just like a sign of, like, I don't want to say respect, but it's like, I'm here, I'm showing up, I put in this effort, and it's like, it's for for me, when I see that in another guy, and I'm like, even like, for example, when you show up sometimes when we're going out and you do your hair, I'm like, you did your hair, right? But when you show up and you're just wearing a hat, I'm like, dude, okay, I know you were gaming, you just ran out the door. Like.
Not, no, but sometimes I like the hat outfit.
Yeah, like, it depends if that's the look you're going for, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes I like the hat outfit. And usually what I've started doing on a first date is wearing a hat specifically.
Really? Why?
So that the second day I do my hair and there's more of a, oh, like, there's more to see here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's kind of like that. It's like, I'm not trying to give you everything on the first date.
Okay.
You know, like, I'm going to show you I look good in a hat. I look good casual.
Right.
I'm still like, I'm not like, it's like a sloppy hat. I look like I'm not presentable.
Yeah.
Right. But then I really want put the wow in for the girls that do get a second date.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you more into girls who, like, are more natural with their makeup, or you like the fake lashes and like the heavy bronzer and like what kind of style are you think?
For me personally, definitely look as natural as possible. Whether that means little makeup, mm-hmm. or that means a lot of makeup.
Mm.
As long as it looks
natural. But you don't want to see cake.
Yeah. And then I hate having like makeup stains on my clothes. And
oh, yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And you also don't want the girl to look completely different when she has the makeup off. But I know this is a lot of we're asking for. Like,
yeah.
I look completely different without my hair done. So I don't. I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just one of those things.
Yeah. All right. Should we go away from looks? Well, you like tall girls. So is there like a height requirement? I feel like
this is turning into.
Well, I mean, you're single.
Who do you want to date?
You're single.
Contestant number one. She has real eyelashes.
You know what it is? It's like, I feel like my dating experience was so limited. Long ago. It was limited, but it was also so long ago that I can only say what I don't like.
I feel like you didn't date much. Mm-hmm. You found a guy really quickly after certain relationships, mm-hmm. and then you would go into another relationship. So there wasn't like a let me try option one, let me try option two. It was just like, I see an option, here we go again.
Yeah. It actually is really bad, but I don't think I ever like left someone until like I knew I had someone else.
Oh my God, you're the worst.
I know, it's really bad. That's something I probably will say I wish
you did differently.
My younger self, yeah. Like, it was, maybe it was the fear of, this is going to turn into something depressing again, but maybe it was the fear of being alone. Like,
but where do you think that, because I want to stay on this, but I want to tie it into another point. One of the things that I really look for in a girl, mm-hmm. is what do you do on your own time? Mm-hmm. When you don't belong to the world, who do you belong to? And what are you, and what I mean by that is like, what's occupying your mind? What are your hobbies? What are your actual interests besides your work and pop culture and, you know, what's happening in the city or what I mean? Like, where is your mind and where is your heart? You know, and then mm-hmm. back to your point of you never wanted to be alone. Like, why did you feel like you needed to be occupied all the time? Didn't you want, like, you know, just freedom to, like, explore whatever you wanted to explore?
Yeah, I feel like definitely my younger self, like, majority of my dating years, I was, like, doing some type of schooling. And so a lot of my focus was just on school. And the other half of my time was, like, on a relationship. You know, and that was, like, my identity.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I feel like people like that don't really have an identity because it's just, that you know, you're just doing the do.
Yeah, no, for sure, 100%. And
what do you feel like your identity is now?
Oh man, is this like a man? I feel like I'm always like put on the spot the here.
or I guess, like, what would you?
I definitely think, and I will say this: the younger Carmen, and I'm sure my exes can vouch for this as well. Like, I was very. I would immerse myself in their
worlds.
Their world. You know, I was a great girlfriend in a sense that a great girlfriend, air quotes, in a sense that like I would learn the things that they liked. Mm. So their hobbies. So for example, my ex really liked basketball. I was like
Raptors fan.
I knew all the players. I went to games, you know, things like that. And like he was very religious. So I started going to church.
Jesus Christ.
I know. And as soon as we broke up, that part of my, again, air quotes, identity
just vanished.
So obviously those things weren't my identity, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's why I think I knew with my current relationship or with Eden, yes, you know, there are things that I emerge myself in that maybe, excuse me, that maybe I wouldn't have. Mm-hmm. For example, hockey, you know, but there are things outside of our relationship now that I find passion in that he doesn't like, but it doesn't mean that I don't do them because he doesn't like them. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? And I think it also comes with like, it was just like when you're younger, you're just so obsessed with that person that you're with. Sorry. You mm-hmm. feel like.
Like I need to. Did you almost feel like if I didn't show interest in his world, he might not like me as much?
Yeah, or it was maybe like a sense of insecurity, like I need to spend as much time together as possible. So it's almost right. Like if we like the same things,
you'll naturally spend more time together.
Yeah, if we both went to church, naturally our like activities will be the same. Mm. Like I'll see you on like it's so bad now too because I mean, as soon as we broke up, like, I stopped going to church, you know.
Like, those friends that you made at church, you know, you just don't really talk to them anymore.
Yeah, and so it's just, it makes you realize, like, kind of who you truly are. Mm-hmm. But
I do want to say there is definitely something very attractive. Mm-hmm. And sought after. I definitely know that guys love it when a girl shows interest in what we do.
For sure.
You know, whatever it is, if it's sports, if I collect Pokemon cards, if I go to the gym and you want to start working out with me, you know, for we sure. love it. We guys, I feel like we're very simple creatures. We want to be accepted. Like us, me showing you who I am and what my interests are is already like a big letting you in kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then for you to take it a step further and you show interest and reciprocate it back is like really hot. It's like, oh my God, this girl's like the one. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's wifey right there.
For sure. No, for sure. And like going through it, I never felt like it was a chore. Like I never.
Because you it was fun for you.
Yeah, it was fun for me. Like it wasn't like I dreaded basketball and I was like.
But it was just like a surface level kind of fun.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like I didn't really have to think twice about it. It wasn't like I gotta make this effort and make sure that
I study all these players.
Yeah, and you know, it wasn't like that. It was very interesting, and maybe there is something attractive to, like I always said, I always want to find someone who can teach me things that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like it was cool that, you know, they were in this world that I didn't understand, and that's why I started learning it. Mm-hmm. You know, things like that. But yeah, that's definitely,
yeah. I think as long as the girl or guy, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, when you guys are in each other's worlds, as long as there's a healthy balance, you know, 'cause you definitely see that with a lot of couples, like, you know, the girl's being into basketball all of a sudden, you know, you just, as a guy, we've seen it so many times where you're like, I know what this is.
Yeah.
You know, it's cool, but I know what this is.
Yeah. And it's cool that you find interest, but you also have to like not lose your own identity or the things that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like same thing for guys, like maybe show some interest in what your girl likes, because you know, like that'd be cool too.
Yeah, for sure. Right? I think finding interest in each other's interests,
yes,
but also developing interests that you guys do together, that it's like brand new for both of you guys.
Yep.
I think that's, I mean, I would have loved that, you know what I mean? Yeah. In my relationships, I feel like that's super romantic.
Yeah. It's funny though, because I just thought about this girl you were seeing 2 years ago, 3 years ago, where it was like you guys were YouTubing and
Yeah.
Tell them that story. Because it's like the complete opposite, right?
So, yeah. So I was, this was the beginning of pandemic. So for the listeners out there, I'm a photographer. I started this, I was a part of this new kind of, business. And we wanted to shoot some product photos for some of the products. And she was one of the models, and we got to kicking it. We got to talking, you know, things were going really well. And then there comes the inevitable point. When you guys are seeing each other, where you're just kind of just chilling out in a much more relaxed setting on your laptop or on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were doing this. We were like already a few dates in and we were browsing YouTube. And we were just going back and forth of like, because I was trying to understand her. Like, what do you watch on your spare time on YouTube? And then she would play some stuff. And then I would play some stuff. And then it was just like completely different.
Like it never clicked, right?
Worlds. It's like, I would never watch that. And she looked at my stuff and was like, I would never watch that. And it just felt almost like, is this a deal breaker?
And it was.
I mean, that wasn't the reason. I mean, maybe that played a part into it.
It just proved to you how different you guys were. Right?
Yeah, it was just like we are nowhere near in the same. And I think sometimes it's fine, But it's not like I found any interest in what she was watching. Yes. And she didn't find any interest in what I was watching.
Yeah.
And that was the issue.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, it's fine. We were different people.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, but it's just there was no overlap. And it was just, I don't think she really noticed it as much or really cared. But for me, I definitely was like, okay, this is kind of a flag.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Because even like, it just kind of proves like, it kind of solidifies like matching wavelengths too, right? Or like energies. Because for example, like we send each other TikToks all the time.
Yeah.
And like, you kind of, like I laugh at a TikTok and I'll send it to you and I know like, oh yeah, he better laugh at this. But like whenever you're like, I don't get it. What do you mean? Like, it makes you feel so sad, right? You're like, what do you mean?
Yeah, like, I thought you would get this.
Yeah, right?
I thought you would find it as funny as I did.
Yeah. But yeah, that's... So yeah, find someone that...
I'm so surprised you remember that story.
Well, I was just thinking about how, you know, it's important to find someone who's, you know, different enough. And you can find interest in their interests. But
oh my God,
you don't want to be too different where it's like, you don't... have the matching energies and vibes.
Are you always surprised do you ever get surprised of the things that people bring up that you tell them?
What do you mean? I just have a really good memory.
I feel like it's always interesting the things that stand out to other people that you mention to them.
Yes.
Versus the things that stand out to you in your own mind. Mm-hmm. It always seems like, right, like, oh, I never thought that was that interesting.
Right. You're like, I'm surprised you remember
that. Yeah, I'm surprised you remember that. Like, what? Yeah.
Okay, well, like, I'll talk about, I guess, my very limited dating experience. So, like, we talked about an episode...
Wait, let's go deeper.
Oh, man.
It doesn't have to go depressing.
It's going to get depressing.
No, just...
Deeper how?
Like, what would you tell yourself, your younger self?
Dude, stop playing with the mic.
Is it me?
Yes.
Is
it me, Jesus? Is it me?
Yeah, that's you.
It is me, sorry.
Like, what's some advice you would give to your younger self in regards to dating?
Well, in general, for sure, while you're young, you shouldn't really rush into, I think, settling. So just put yourself out there, you know.
Like, as in, don't be afraid to walk away from a situation?
Yeah, don't be afraid to walk away. Don't be afraid to, like, I don't want to say, like, date around. Like...
In a responsible...
in a responsible manner.
Yeah, in a responsible, healthy manner.
Yeah, because while you're young, like, you know, you're meeting so many people... Don't lock yourself in so... Like, for example, because I was in relationships for, like... I was in a 6-year relationship. Then I was in a 4-year relationship. And during those times, like...
So much passed by.
Yeah, so much experience. I'm not even saying sexually. I'm even just saying, like, just human life. Interactions yeah. could have happened. And it would have taught me, like, things I didn't like, things I did like, things I wanted in a partner. You know, just... use your youth to just really go exploring and just meeting new people in general, because you have all your life to
be settled.
Yeah, to settle, to get married, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely advice I would give, like, my daughter, if this is a daughter. And my son. And my son. And I think I know it sounds like the total opposite spectrum as well, but don't be afraid to be single. Like, sure, you're dating, all these guys, whatever, but don't be afraid to not find someone that you vibe with. There's so many people out there that...
Yeah, being alone is a...
Just find comfort in being alone, I think.
Yeah.
Because it is a... And I think that's something I'm still learning. It's definitely hard for someone who identifies as an extrovert, because being alone just feels so not the norm for us.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people don't understand that, especially people who are introverts. Because, for example, I think you would identify more introverted, right? Or
I think it depends on who I'm talking to. Mm-hmm. When I'm with you or with our close friends, mm-hmm. I definitely feel like an extrovert. Mm. Very loud and very, right? Mm-hmm. But when I'm with, like, work friends or industry friends or people I'm casually, right, just acquaintances with, I can put on that front, but it's so draining. And that's when I know I'm an introvert. Like, I'll shoot a wedding, mm-hmm. right? And it feels almost like the hardest part of that job is talking to everyone for the full 10 hours, 12 hours, however long it is. And I'm just mentally drained from keeping up with trying to make conversation.
Like, at the end of the day, you're just like, oh my God.
Yeah, I'm more mentally tired than physically tired sometimes.
Right, right. Yeah, I never feel like that.
Oh my God.
I never feel like that. If anything, I feel drained.
When you have no one to talk to.
When I have no plans. Yeah. Like, on days when I wake up and let's say I have the day off. And
do you feel,
like,
lost?
Not lost. Like, I just feel like I'd rather just sleep. Like, honestly, I could sleep. Yeah, I would just, like, keep sleeping.
You're like, fuck it.
Yeah. Or, like, sure, like, maybe I'd go to the mall. But there's still, like, interactions. You know what I mean? Like, it's very hard for me to be in solitude, complete solitude.
Damn.
And yeah, and that's something I'm still trying to learn to find comfort in, but it's something very hard to do for someone who's a true extrovert, I think.
So then I guess, how do extroverts find their identity? Or is it, or I guess they find it through other people?
Yeah.
Through the bouncing around and...
Yeah, and like...
being in the mix?
Yeah, and their identity through how they make other people feel, I think.
Mm.
Like, I would say my identity is very, like, welcoming, very, like, approachable and friendly. Like, I don't think anyone would say I'm a bitch. And that's my identity. Mm. But yeah, definitely, like, I would tell my younger self to just, you know, learn to enjoy your own company. I mean, I'm probably still going to be telling myself this at 40 by telling my 32-year-old self, but yeah, that's still something I think I'm trying to learn. What about you?
I definitely know that, and when I think back on this, I think back to specifically, like, the university time period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I should have been braver.
Mm.
There was so much opportunity to meet new people, right? So many girls at different parties, but, like, we were so within our own circle,
mm-hmm.
and we were so scared to, like, just go out and take the risk and just talk to that girl, or, you know what I mean, just, like, just put yourself out there, you know what I mean? Because I feel like, as guys, yes, it's definitely very terrifying. It's one of the things that's probably the most terrifying, that fear of rejection, of going up to a complete stranger and be like trying to make conversation with her and like, oh, right. My god, I hope you like me, I don't want to say the wrong thing, right? That's absolutely terrifying. But it's something that you just got to keep doing it and doing it and doing it, you know I mean? It's just it is worth the fear,
right? But do you think you know, that confidence that you have now comes with age? Or is it just, you know, like, how do you tell someone right now who's like 10 years younger than you,
mm-hmm.
you know, what kind of things can they do to have that confidence? Like, just not be afraid of failure, or, you know, you have nothing to lose, just go for it. I'm going to push you on the spot now.
I know. No, I definitely, it's not, okay. It's very 50-50 when I'm approaching a girl these days, you know, with the experiences that I've been through, with the knowledge that I have, all that kind of stuff. Some days, yes, it is confident. Some mm-hmm. days, you're what you call in state.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm in the zone. I feel good. Mm-hmm. Those are the days, you know what I mean? We were talking about where you dress good, you feel good. I'll make small talk with the barista. I'll whatever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then there are days where you don't feel in state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, And those days, you just need to remember, like, it's not that serious. Even if you mess up, understand that it's like two people in a conversation. And as long as you're being like authentic in a way, then I think for the most part, the girl will understand. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a little bit shy, you don't really know what to talk about next.
Yeah.
Hopefully that girl is like, you know, a genuine person as well, and she'll help you fill in the gaps.
Right.
You know, don't feel like you have all the pressure on you to carry the conversation.
True. Yeah.
You know, and for the most part, it is tough in the beginning. You have, sometimes you have to like warm the girl up.
Yeah.
Right. But once you kind of get through that awkwardness, and it's always awkward, which is why it does help to, you know, have a couple drinks on the date or
right.
be at a club or whatever it is. But once you get past that, it's like, it's easy.
Yeah.
You know,
it's true. And like, just staying on that point, it's like, back in my day when we were like clubbing and we'd be at the bar, the guys that I found most, I guess, you know, I was warmest to or more open to were the guys that came up and weren't like straight off the bat trying to hit on you, you know, more just like starting a conversation. So yeah. we might just be standing at the bar and like, he might just be like, yo, there's a lot of people in here. Like, it just kind of like chatting it up versus like, yo, can I buy you a drink right off the bat?
Yeah, thing. That's just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the tip would be like, just be normal. Just be cool.
Yeah.
You know, you don't feel like I got to put together the magic set of words that's going to unlock this girl into liking me.
Yeah.
You know, it's never the case. Just say hi.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And sorry, I should say the best pickup line.
Yeah. Okay.
Is acknowledging the situation.
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is very random, but I thought you were really cute tonight and I just wanted to say hi.
Uh-huh.
That right there is already so much, you know, I mean, the ice is broken.
Yeah.
If you've acknowledged that this is random, so you're not a strange, you're not like being weird to her,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You're showing that you're self-aware. And then she's gonna like, hopefully, you know, the most situations, you know, she'll play back into him like, ah, you know, thank you, da, da, da. And right, just kind of right. go from there.
Yeah.
Your mom.
Sorry, guys. One sec.
Your mom wants to add some dating advice.
All right. Okay. Going back, I wanted to say this story because I don't have a lot of dating stories. But there was a period of time after my, like, 10-year relationship streak where I went on Tinder.
Where you were out in these streets.
Yeah. And I matched with this guy. And, like, I was really new to the dating world, right? So I didn't know that, like, I told him where I lived. And like, at the time, I lived at my parents' house. So he's like, oh, yeah, I'll come pick you up. And I told him where I lived. So this guy comes in this, like, beat up, I'm pretty sure it was, like, a Honda Civic or something like that. Like, modded, like, traditional.
Wait, beat up or modded?
Beat up and modded. Like, in my head it's beat up, but it's modded ugly, I think. That's what I mean. Oh, okay. And I just remember getting in, you know, and then he drove off, and the most unattractive thing, and to this day I like, it's ingrained in my head. I remember he drove off and he was such a terrible driver that I thought
you were gonna die.
This is how my life ends, and this is my biggest regret.
Wait, what did? Okay, paint the picture. What did he do? Was he swerving? Was he?
He was just like, you know, guys
trying to be cool, driving fast,
recklessly.
Right.
Sorry, I shouldn't say guys. People.
Carmen is so scarred.
I'm so scarred
from that one TikTok clip.
People who drive recklessly, guys or girls. Who think they're
so... Don't let
them
win, Carmen. Don't let them win.
Think they're so cool. Like, that is so unattractive to me. I'm sorry.
When you're young, like, I don't fault that guy. It definitely is.
Because you're trying to... I get it. You're
yeah.
To, it's like
when you're
cool...
young, you just... Like, this is what society taught me. Oh, I gotta act like I don't give a fuck. I gotta act like my seat's all the way back.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got one arm on the wheel. And I, no.
Yeah.
Because guys don't have a lot of good role models.
Oh, God. It was so...
You know?
No, like, it's a residential street. You literally just picked me up. You don't have to, like, gun it down the street. Like, it's... Oh, my God. I just remember from then on, I was like, I'm never having a guy pick me up on the first date, because it's like, first of all, you're getting into a stranger's car. You don't even know if they're like good drivers. And then the worst part is I was stuck with him after for like the entirety of the date, and I couldn't even get home myself. Like,
right.
I should have known to drive myself. But oh my God, that was something that I remember. So guys, like, just drive like a normal human being. And
I think the lesson here is, don't extrapolate your value, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the way you behave in these situations. Because the reason why he's doing that is, I want to look cool. This is the way I show I'm cool. You know what I mean? And it's a very immature mindset. Same way when I'm on Hinge right now and I'm swiping.
Mm-hmm.
I see girls, and this is the most unattractive thing ever, right?
Mm.
So I'm on Hinge and they're like purposely showing their body.
Mm.
Purposely, look at my tits.
Mm-hmm.
Look at my, that's the same equivalent
mm.
as the guy leaning back, driving recklessly, trying to be cool. It's right. Like, I get what you're trying to do, but you're more than this. You know, what makes you cool, what makes you have value is not these things.
Right. No, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. But no, that's true. Have you been on some like really bad dates where you're like, I can't wait till this is over?
Yeah, for sure. But one thing I did learn from you.
I know what you're going to say. Go, give it to me.
So in Carmen's second 4-year relationship, right, her boyfriend would always do this thing. And then, you know, us being young, you know, immature guys, we'd always be like, what? That's so lame.
They're like, oh my gosh, like, why does he do this for you all the time? He's such a simp, like whatever the term for simp was back in the day.
So what Carmen's boyfriend would do for her is he would always open the door, the car door for her.
Yes. Always. Like, he would make sure I'd get in the car first, and then he would go in himself. Or like, let's say we park, he would open the door for me to mm-hmm. get out. Yeah. It was, and this, like, this.
Oh, he would open the door for you too.
Yeah. Like sometimes. I mean, it just depends. Yeah.
That's just, hey, don't move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It depends. Like if we're going on a date, he would probably do that. But yeah, go on.
So this was also, so that was one piece of the puzzle. Another piece of the puzzle, I don't know if I told you this, but I was on, this is when I was dating my first girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I had asked her, like, I asked her very confidently, like, oh, you know, what's the best date you've ever been on?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, like, 100% she would bring up one of the times we went out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She's like, no, there was this one guy I went on a date once. I forgot what it is that she did. Or whatever it is the other guy did.
Uh-huh.
But I was so crushed. Like, how... Like, I was almost mad. Like, how could it not be one of my dates?
Mm-hmm.
And then I really took that in more. Right? I got past the anger and I was like... From this fucking moment forward, every date that I go on, I'm going to try to make it the best date for that other person.
Okay.
And then I took your thing... So every date that I go on now, right? Every single date that I go on, I pull up, I text the girl, hey, I'm outside, and I'm standing outside my car. And as she's walking up, I give her a hug, and then pop, open the door, scoot in, close the door. I'm going to give you the best fucking date. You know, whether or not we have a date number two, you're going to remember this, and you're going to have a fucking great time. You know what I mean?
Have any of the girls commented? Because, I mean, it is definitely, like,
it's definitely,
an extra thing.
Yeah, like, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially when you live downtown where half the guys don't have cars because mm-hmm. you just Uber around or take the TTC, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I haven't had any,
positive reinforcement?
Like, they haven't directly said anything to me.
Right.
They might be telling the girlfriend something. They might... Whatever, maybe that's the reason why I got a second date.
Right.
Right. I don't know. They never like exclusively said this to me.
Right.
But there was only one girl where I picked her up, I opened the door, and she started laughing. Almost as if like, holy shit, I can't believe you're doing this right now.
Yeah.
Like in a good way, where she was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, she was just like, it was just so much to her.
Yeah.
And then in that moment, I was like, okay, yeah, this is why I do it. Like, this is why we do it, ladies and gentlemen. So all the guys out there, the move is don't text her. Because usually when I pick people up, like friends, for instance, you text them a few minutes earlier. Hey, I'm outside.
Yeah.
When you're not really outside yet, just to like time it properly. Yeah. But the move is don't text her until you found a spot outside of her house, outside of her condo.
Yeah. Don't just scoop her up like or have her waiting outside in the lobby.
Yeah, that's just not cool.
No.
Find the nice parking spot. Readjust if you need to. You know, move the car around a few times.
Yeah.
Then you text her, hey, I'm outside. Then you stand outside, wait by your car.
Yep.
Greet her. Comment on how good she looks tonight.
Yep.
Open the door and you're off to a fucking amazing start. So that's the thanks to...
Shout outs to Danny.
You know, you gotta learn from everyone's experiences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how to follow that up. What's funny is I have a friend, a mutual friend. Mm. I'll just say his name too.
Wait. Okay, sure.
Andre.
Okay.
This is a move that Andre does now too.
Uh-huh. Oh, the
car door.
Did you tell him?
Yeah. This is a move that my business partner at the Mariner agency, Andre Wajaja, who's now...
Shout out to Andre.
And shout out to Paula, his now girlfriend.
Yes.
You know, that was the move. You know, whenever we would go on Hinge dates, we'd always be like, yo, how was it? Da, 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 da.
And then did you do the move?
Yeah, we would always be like, yo, did you ever... Yeah, he's like, yo, yeah. You know, it's just always, a good time. But yeah, you gotta pass it on, you know.
What are some things that girls do on first date that you're like, wow, like has anyone ever wowed you? Have you ever had a girl pay for the first date? Like, does that wow you? Or
paying is definitely a good sign. It's a double-edged sword. Sometimes when the girl pays, it takes me a minute. I'm like, is she paying because she's not having a good time and she's... You know, it's almost one of the, like, this is my date. I took you out. Whatever. You're right. You know, those type of situations.
Right.
But for the most part, I would say guys love that and appreciate that.
Right.
Because we're so used to, like, whether or not I actually let that happen is completely different.
Right.
Right. But the fact that you even offer, the fact that you reach for your wallet is very attractive.
Right.
You know,
I mean, and even if, like, let's say you're the girl and you let the guy pay, I mean, just like say thank you.
Yeah.
Right. Like say thank you for the and the other thing, too, is you could say like, hey, let's go grab drinks somewhere else.
Yes.
And then you get the next bill. Right.
That's the move right there, ladies and gentlemen. For girls, get the next thing. I got dessert. I got bubble tea. I got beer afterwards. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like how you start the back and forth.
Yeah. Or lock it in with the, I got you next time. Yeah. Oh my god.
Wait, what was your question? What I look for?
Yeah, like what are have girls done? Has there been a girl who's done something that like surprised you, or you're like, oh, this is new, and it was like kind of refreshing?
So usually when I do my dates, I like to do very like I don't know if this sounds extra or like. But I like to do these very, I like to be like by the water. I like to walk around downtown when it's late night. I want to feel like it's me and you away from the world.
Oh, wow. First date?
Yeah. Like we'll just grab drinks and go to like a nice spot by the water. We'll grab some takeout.
Okay. So when you're talking to someone, let's say you meet someone on Hinge, like how long are you actually talking virtually before you meet up? Cause like now this girl's like going out with you like in the middle of the night by the water. It's just you two. Like, what makes them feel safe? Like, how long are you guys talking or developing a connection before that happens?
It definitely varies. Mm-hmm. It definitely varies. But I feel like it's almost something where when you catch the vibe, you just kind of feel it.
You know.
Yeah. You know. So like, I think if you really connect with someone on Hinge, mm-hmm. you need to move to texting as soon as possible. You need to get off of the app. And now, instead of you being amongst the 100 other guys within the app, get off of that ecosystem and move to the text messages, because there's definitely far less guys in there. Mm-hmm. Right?
You're not just guy on the app, guy on the app.
Yeah, you've gone to the next level.
Right.
So you definitely want to do that first of all. Mm-hmm. Right? And then you want to build up some texting rapport, whether it be a couple of days, whether it be a week, whatever you're comfortable with.
Right.
You know, and then you move on to the, okay, let's actually meet up. I'll pick you up at 7, 8. Let's grab a drink and then we'll walk around, whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I find, a lot of my guy friends that were single, you know, their advice is always just like, don't spend too much time like over text as well.
Yeah. Don't get into the paragraph thing. Don't get into like the whole life stories.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like.
Just meet up in person, because it's like, sure, if it's not right, you waste like 2 hours of your life.
But it's so much faster.
It's so much faster. Yeah. Exactly. Like, just, it's not even about, it just makes it that more interesting too when you do meet in person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's another little tip.
the dating advice episode.
From dating experts, Derek and Carmen.
Yeah, one that's still single, one that's happily married.
But only have to been on five dates.
We cover the full spectrum.
Oh man. Sorry, I keep hitting the mic. So what are some of the things? Okay, so apart from telling your younger self, you know, just be more confident, go out there, you know, shoot your shot.
Yeah, just shoot your shot. Don't live life with regrets. You know, the what if situation with the girl.
Are there any relationship regrets that you have?
I feel like we've talked about this a lot, and I always joke around that there are one of them that I kind of regret, but no, not really.
Mm.
You know,
like, you felt like both of them ended for good reason, and
yeah, you know, you understand why the relationship had to end.
Mm-hmm.
And years later, it's still, that sentiment still rings true. Mm-hmm. So I have no regrets about it, because it still holds to this date why that relationship ended.
Mm.
Yeah.
Man, I have so many regrets. I think one of the most unattractive things when I look back at myself is the jealousy. You know, like, just the insecurity.
Wait, you were jealous?
Yeah. I was.
But yeah. For probable cause or crazy bitch?
Maybe probable cause. Like,
I thought they would always be jealous of you.
I think it was like,
both?
When you know what the other person is capable of doing.
So you didn't trust them entirely.
Yeah. Because, you know, you have probably done things in your past, and you know how easy it is to get away with certain things, that it's like, you don't trust other people, right?
Right.
So it's that insecurity. But that jealousy is just, it makes you do really crazy things. And that's something that I would say, yeah, just, I think it also comes with like finding someone that just
makes you feel secure.
Yeah, makes you feel secure. I never have that issue. Like, not because I don't think Eden is capable. I think everybody is capable of like cheating
in the right scenario. I don't want to say right, but like in that,
given the right
situation,
ingredients. Yeah.
Yeah, especially when alcohol's in the mix. Holy fuck.
Yeah, but it's just that confidence in yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? It's almost like, even if you went and did something to hurt me, like, it's your loss kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really how you got to look at it. Like,
because you can't control how the other person is going to act, right?
It's not that I have something to lose. It's you have something to lose.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, okay, I shouldn't be like that. Because there should be a we in there. We have something to lose.
Okay.
But there is, You know what I'm trying to say.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
You just don't want me to make this into a TikTok.
No. Because I feel like that it grows into a very bitter relationship.
Yeah.
If it's just, you know what you're losing right now?
Yeah.
So I don't mean it like that.
I know what you mean.
Because there is a sense of we, like what we share, when, exactly. what we lose when that, something like that happens. But you should almost feel like your partner should understand your value.
And value
if they
us.
Don't, yeah. And if they don't value what you guys have, then it shouldn't be a worry to you.
No, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah,
that's a good way to put it.
I don't know how we went from I like a girl with nice hair and nice nails to value yourself.
It just always has to be.
But yeah, I think because speaking on the same topic, when I'm on dates, I really like to talk deep, and I really want to see if a girl can, because this is the vibration or the level that I like to be on, right? This is my page of the book. Are we on the same page? Can we talk past surface level things?
You know, because like all the physical stuff, everybody knows will go away, right? And it's what attracts you to the other person should always be like that energy and how you can connect on a deeper level, right? Because when you're old.
Yeah, the looks don't matter anymore.
Like, honestly, you should be able to vibe with your partner and be able to talk to them for hours.
Yeah, on an emotional level, on an intellectual level.
For sure.
On a comedic level, you know what I mean? It's just, it can't just be pure physicality, because that is something you only have when you're young.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. And that's nothing that you can build a future around.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Man. Leave in the comments
what you look for in a significant other.
Yeah, leave in the comments below on, you know, what your biggest dating regrets are.
I should ask that. So I don't know if you know, but okay, you definitely don't know because I'm the one who uploads the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I upload the episodes, mm-hmm. there's a component where you can ask a question on Spotify.
Oh, I did see that.
Did you see that?
I saw it on Spotify, but I didn't know how many people, like, do people actually reply?
Yeah, people reply. Really? So I'm going to make that one of the things, like, what's one of your biggest dating advices or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We should like spend an episode like talking about those.
Oh yeah, like reading the replies?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do that. That's a good idea. I like that.
No, and we also really like you guys leaving us comments that...
Let's talk about that for a second.
Okay.
I said that really excited.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. You do it. Do your thing.
Okay, let's start with you. How did you feel when episode 3 came out and there were so many comments in support of, hey, take your time, or hey, I'm going through the exact same thing?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel?
Like, honestly, me and you started this podcast with no expectations. All we knew was we're going to be ourselves, we're going to be genuine, and just share some personal experiences and then see where it goes,
mm-hmm.
right? And obviously, like, right off the bat, in episode 3, which was the second day we recorded,
I know.
We got so deep. You were sharing your childhood trauma. I was sharing my marital problems. And it was, like, honestly, releasing that to the world on TikTok, it's very nerve-wracking, because especially after episode 1 and 2, where there were some clips that got some like negative comments, mm-hmm. I was really scared, right? But I was very surprised to see that so many people can actually relate to problems that we may find
so unique.
Yeah, so unique to ourselves. Like, it almost makes us feel like we're not alone, or like, wow, like so many people
mm-hmm.
could relate to, like, never feel like what you're saying is not important, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? What about you?
Yeah, I took a screenshot of a caption that I wrote. But yeah, when I almost forgot how personal we get, because at the time of recording episode 4 for me,
yeah.
This is stuff that I have no problem sharing with you. This is like, right?
But it's stuff that not a lot of people know.
Yeah, not a lot of people know.
Even people who have known you for a long
time. Yeah, a lot of people who have known me for a long time. They were like, it feels weird to hear that. Like, it feels weird for me to know that about you without you telling me directly.
Yeah.
You know? And I remember looking at the clips as they got, you know, the especially the commitment issues clip. Mm-hmm. As it started getting more and more views, I definitely got a bit scared. I was like, what am I saying to the world?
Mm-hmm.
What am I exposing mm-hmm. myself to the world?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then when you read the comments, it's almost like the reverse. It's like you almost feel so connected and warm and seen
mm-hmm.
because so many people are like, oh my God, you put into words of
exactly
of what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Yes, this is me. This is me. This is me. And then you see the amount of likes that resonate with that comment.
Yeah.
And it'd be like 800 likes, 1,000 likes. And you're like, holy shit, we are all in this together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and the reason why I pulled my phone out right now. So I wrote this back in 2013.
Wow.
And I wrote this. I'm very proud of this.
Okay.
Just to put it out
there. Is it Instagram?
Yeah, it's Instagram.
Okay.
So the caption goes, and I guess that's the duality of humanity. We are innately so unique through our experiences and our stories, but at the same time, at the core of it, we all paint our feelings from the same emotional palette. We are equally alone and together at the same moment.
Wow.
Young Shakespeare.
You wrote that?
I wrote that in 2013.
Oh my gosh.
Bro, I'd be having... I was very, very proud of that.
Yeah.
And what triggered that was seeing all those comments, and I realized like that brought back that thought, like, yes, we're all in this together, the same, you know what I mean? And then I had to go through my archive and pull that back up.
Yeah. No, I'm very, you know, I am very proud of you for sharing those things because you don't really talk to people about that stuff.
Yeah, because it's like, how does that come up?
Yeah.
Hey man, how's your week been? Oh my God, my childhood. Right? How does that come up?
Oh, I'm a commitment issue.
Oh my God. Other guy's like, oh my God, what did I fucking unleash? Right? How does that come up? It's just, you know, but I had a few friends who personally messaged me, and honestly, I thank you guys for those messages. It feels so good to know that I have such great people in my life. You know, where they'll hear something like that and they'll personally reach out and say, hey man, like, no matter what, you know, you have us mm-hmm. or we're family mm-hmm. or whatever the sentiment is. And, you know,
mm-hmm. thank you. It is really nice too. Like, people will, like strangers will leave us encouraging comments, like, just binge watched all 5 episodes or whatever. And, you know, can't wait for more. And it's just nice to know, because we're not like, I don't want to say we're not trying, but we're just ourselves.
Yeah, right? 100%.
And, you know, like we said before, we're not experts at anything, but people just genuinely enjoy just hanging out with us, which is nice to know too. And so we really appreciate you guys listening. And yeah, it's hopefully we get to at least 300 episodes.
Stay on this journey with us, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be a great experience for all of us. I do remember, I don't know if I told you this, but before we started recording or before we released an episode, one of our friends was like, do you think people are gonna like care about what you and Carmen talk about?
Oh really? Someone said that?
Yeah. And it wasn't in like a malicious way. I understand. They said it in a way where like, what makes you guys so special?
Oh, I do agree.
Yeah, right? Like, I 100% I agree.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were probably thinking when we released it, right? We were like...
I kind of knew. Like, I don't get involved with things that aren't going to go anywhere. No, I know that sounds very
cocky. Wow.
I know that sounds very cocky, but... I had faith in us.
I just wanted to hang out with you.
I had faith in us. I knew that... Which is why I messaged you. We talked about this in episode 1. Yeah. I messaged you out of the blue and said, Carmen, the time is now.
Yeah.
You know? I need to get some shit off my chest.
Yeah.
I realized, because I watch a lot of our TikTok clips over and over again. I realized me saying what I had to say in episode 4 was the same reasons relating back to the TikTok clip where your mom told you as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking blanking. If it wasn't for you guys, I would have left your dad.
Yeah, yeah.
She had no one else to say this to. I had to start this because, or else all these thoughts, all these things that you guys hear, have heard from one episode 1 to 11 would just be in my mind. And mm-hmm. maybe they would spill over to you when we got to hang out one-on-one, mm-hmm. which is less and less nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
They would have just been all in my head. So I am so happy that I've, you know, been able to like get this off my chest and get it out there.
Yeah. No, that's good.
But the second thing is, I knew it was going to do well because we're so authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and that's something that we've always stressed, right? Let's just be ourselves. Let's just be genuine. Let's just be authentic. And I think no matter what you do in life, if you can polish down that idea or whatever it is to the core of it and you make it pure, people are going to resonate with it.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been fun.
Yeah, this has been episode 11.
I feel sad because like, so now because we want to tighten up the gap between episodes, because remember how we said we record like 6 episodes ahead, because every week we used to record 2 episodes. That's why you would see like 2 episodes.
It's the same outfit.
And it's the same outfit. But now you're going to start seeing different outfits from us.
Yeah, because we're going to do 1 episode a week now.
We're just going to do 1 episode a week to just kind of shorten that gap. But I feel kind of sad because like the hours are already over and I'm like, you know, sometimes it just takes some time to get into it.
Yeah, I know. Like now you just feel like, the party just started.
Yeah. And then now it's almost like, yeah, I wonder if our episode ones are always worse than the second. You know what I mean?
The second one is better than the first. Because the first one was the warm-up. Yeah.
But anyways, we're still so new at this. Like, we're just trying different things out. And so, I mean, yeah, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, wrap it up.
Thank you so much for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Carmen and I always, always have a pleasure recording these. Between us and for you guys to listen to. And we'll see you guys next week.
Oh, and for those of you who play Valorant, I just started playing and I'm really new. But I mean, if you guys want to play.
This is Carmen's, one of the hobbies she's picked up. That,
yes. That if you want to play unranked, I don't have a lot of friends who are like, I'm like below iron or whatever.
Right.
So if you want to play, you know, tag your handle in our TikTok comments and I'll add you.
Take it easy, guys.
Bye.